In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
A person said to me, "Sometimes I feel that the world is teetering on the verge of total destruction, and I can barely watch the news anymore without spiraling into fear or paralyzing sadness. What can I do? How can I keep from being overtaken by depression and cynicism in these troubling times?" Do you ever feel that way?
Yeah.
Does the news get you down? You think that the forces of violence and unfairness are winning and that the good people of this world are losing? Well, today's scripture readings address these questions head on. In the first reading, Jeremiah says, "Cursed are those who trust in mere mortals and make mere flesh their strength, whose hearts turn away from the Lord." To counter this pessimism, Jeremiah presents the image of a tree planted by the water. If we are planted in God, then we can handle the bad news and the discouraging events. In this Black History Month, the St. John's Book Group is reading three books that deal with growing up black in this country: the unconscious prejudices that we carry within us, the legacy of slavery, and Jim Crow. They are examining white privilege in concrete ways that discrimination and inequality still plague our society. The recent controversy in Virginia regarding pictures in school yearbooks of people with blackface and Ku Klux Klan costumes exposes a culture of racism that was pervasive as recent as the 1980s. Our culture has changed so that those overt displays of racism now are disdained. Yet we still need to dismantle the structures of racism in our country, and each of us has to confront our unconscious and conscious prejudices. The question of what needs to be done is the theme of Psalm 1. What road will I take? What choices will I make if I am to walk as a child of God? Psalm 1 points us in the path of God, and it builds on Jeremiah's image of the tree planted by the water. Paul, in his epistle to the Corinthians, directs us to place our hope in the new life of Christ's resurrection. For Paul, the former life of violence when he persecuted Christians is over. Now he lives a new life of freedom in Christ. And in today's gospel, Luke, in what is called the Beatitudes of Luke, Jesus tells his disciples, "Blessed are you if you are poor, hungry, and if you weep, and if people hate you and exclude you, revile you, and defame you on the account of the Son of Man," which is what was happening and would happen to the early disciples of the early church. He says, "Rejoice in that, because God is with you." And like Jeremiah, Psalm 1, and St. Paul, these Beatitudes of Jesus describe a world filled with unfairness, discrimination, and injustice. A world filled with poverty, hunger, weeping, hatred, revilement, and defamation. But Luke says the tables will be turned. Woe to the rich, to those who are hungry, who are laughing, because if your condition is going to change. But we ask, how and when is this going to happen? Is it going to happen? The Episcopal priest and mystic Cynthia Bourgeau suggests that we need to take a radically counterintuitive response. When the same question of the world's unfairness and cruelty came up in Fyodor Dostoevsky's great novel, The Brothers of Karamazov, the wise elder, Father Zosima, said in response, "Go help someone. Reach out to a brother or sister in need. Feed the hungry, heal the sick, or at least take on your small share of the task, and then, only then, will you come to know that the world is trustworthy and God is real." His point is tough but true. First, the eye of the heart must open, and only then will one see confirmation in the external world. As long as suspicion and pessimism are being projected, suspicion and pessimism are what the cosmos will confirm. So how do we break this vicious cycle? Father Zosima's advice is still true today as it was in his time. Look for where you can serve. Volunteer in a shelter, a food pantry, a nursing home. It will soften your heart. Do your inner work, not just spiritual practice, but of looking deeply at the ways systemic problems might be alive in your own inner narratives and behavior. And lastly, find beauty and be nurtured by it. Spend time in nature, in a playground with young children. Sing, read love poetry, hang out with the good, the true, and the beautiful, however they speak to you. When I think of Father Zosima's advice, I think of the Reverend Tina Rathbone, who directs the MANA program at St. Paul's Cathedral that many of you here at St. John's Church serve in. Tina works with homeless people on the Boston Common every day and recognizes each homeless person as unique and special. She engages them in their spiritual lives and involves them as participants in the cathedral as ushers, lectors, and members of the altar guild. They aren't just recipients of the meals and services of the cathedral. They are partners in helping others, and they thus grow in their own sense of worth and value. Tina Rathbone knows that it's not only homeless people who are starving. In fact, we are all starving for a deeper relationship with God and with our neighbor. We can begin by going deep within ourselves to ask God for the energies of love to change ourselves from within. This is not only our individual task, it is our collective human task, and our planet will thank us for it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.